As Metallica once warned us, sometimes life can be sad but true. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really
uplifting little quote tonight.
Yeah, seriously.
But there's reason for every time I do these now. So we'll get to
it's
that.
It's not just random stuff that you find.
It's random stuff out of my head.
That's scary.
It's whatever lyrics I can think of at the time.
Yep.
But anyway, so welcome to episode 11 of the Fat Man Chronicles. We are a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and hopefully happiness. I am one of your hosts, Pete. I am the author of the Fat Man Chronicles blog. And sitting across from me, as always, is my lovely wife and the reason people come back, Gretchen. How you doing?
Good. Tired.
Tired?
Tired.
Yeah, that's kind of redundant. It's all right.
It's all good.
We're gonna start out with some wine. So why don't you tell people about that bottle?
Oh, I feel like you're doing this on purpose.
So tonight's bottle is actually work-related. Like, I need to taste this for work. So I figured I might as well. Two birds, one stone.
Okay, so it's Argiano. It's a Rosso Toscanano, 2015. I don't think I butchered it that badly.
A little bit.
Shush. Oh, I should have brought my glasses. It's red.
It is.
It actually says red wine, 2015.
Hence the word Rosso.
It's a product of Italy.
Hence the word Toscano.
Yeah, there you go.
Not Toscanano or whatever you said.
I said Toscano. I don't know what you're talking about. So yeah, that's what we're drinking.
Yeah, it's a wine called Non Confutador, which in Italian basically means unique. It's a 2015 vintage, and I have to taste it for work. And it got a big rating from one of the critics.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to see if that critic was right and how tasty it is, and we'll go through and compare notes later. Maybe you can get a quote or two and
right. Your boss will just cut it out anyways. No one wants to listen. He doesn't want to see it saying, and Gretchen D'Amico said it's yummy.
I think he would love to see that.
I don't think so.
Well, it's an interesting wine because it's Italian, but it only has a little bit of Sangiovese in the blend. It's mostly Cabernet, Merlot, and Syrah. So
it's very good. I like it.
All right. Well, there you go.
There you go.
So we should buy it. And the people, like the sales guy on this, Adam, will love to hear that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we just jump right into the FMC Rewind, which will be pretty much the whole show today because we've got some interesting things to talk about. Not the least of which is the fact that you just got back from yet another trip.
I know. I stole your child from you for yet another weekend. Now, this one.
Not all three of them, just one.
Just one. oh, God. Yeah, just one. One's enough. Yes, I went to, Michaela and I went on a girls' weekend to Dallas, Texas to visit our good friend, Mo, that moved down there a year and a half ago now.
I think Mo listens.
I think so. Yeah, she did. She listened. She said she listened to like the first three episodes. She really liked it. And she just hasn't had a chance to listen to more. She listens as she can. I reminded her that her commute to work is like 45 minutes. So that's perfect time to listen
it is.
To
and
the
you
podcast.
Can, and I think so. I've given this hint before, but I listen to podcasts on 1.5 speed.
Right.
And that way you can get through the episode a little faster.
Yeah.
And less listening to me.
Exactly.
But Mo, only three episodes. I'm a little disappointed.
Hey, she's downloaded all of them. But
oh,
she's
good. So that helps our stats.
We get the stats for it. It's just that.
Well, I'm wondering if she can't listen all that often because you guys have known each other forever. So maybe she knows everything
she knows
about
all
you.
This, yeah, pretty much. We've known each other since kindergarten. So,
well. What about her sister? Does her sister listen?
Colleen has no time to listen.
She's only got 72 kids.
She has 8 children.
Sorry, 8.
8 children.
8 is enough.
8 is enough. And she says 8 is enough.
One more, she's got a baseball team.
Right.
And or a softball team.
And they all play baseball and softball, which is so funny. Well, actually, they play baseball and football. The boys are playing football right now. But no, so Mo
and I— That's her twin. We should say that's Mo's
twin. Yes, they are twins. They are twins. Identical at that. And so—
Except for the 8 kids.
Except for the 8 kids. But Mo is like a second mom to those kids. I mean, she's a great aunt.
Oh, we love Mo.
And so she's there for them. Like on Monday, so she took Monday off work, but she still had to go. We flew home on Monday. And our other friend Laura went down as well. So Laura and I flew down to meet Mo. And Monday she took the day off, but then she had to go into work for a staff meeting. Well, Colleen had to go to work, and Bob, Colleen's husband, had to pick up kids from school and after like program football and baseball. But one daughter had to get like really far north for another softball game, and there was like no one to take her. So Mo had to drive like all the way north, down south to get to, you know, the one kid, and drive her all the way back north again to get her to a softball game. So, I mean, that's just
Uber.
I know, right? I wonder.
How old is that kid? I mean, is it okay to put a kid in the Uber?
Let's see, Annie. So let's see. It goes Abby, Charlie, Teddy, Annie, then Izzy. I get Annie and Izzy mixed up. If it's Izzy, then Annie. I don't know. But I think—
I can't believe you can't keep track of their 8 children.
If I can remember all their names, I'm pretty proud of
myself.
I'm
happy I can remember my own 3 kids' names.
But they're great kids. We went over there Saturday night, and Michaela got to play with— So Colleen just had her youngest is just turned 1, and his name is Lucas Schuyler. I won't say their last name, just protect the innocent, but his name— You can guess what his last name might be
around.
And
we just said a kid's name. We might have to delete that.
But he's the cutest little kid. And so him and Michaela were playing, because they're about a year, you know, a little year and a half apart. And then their eldest daughter was playing with her as well. The next one up, who's 4. They were all— the 3 of them were playing together, and you know, they were all just great with Michaela. And Michaela was just like, oh my gosh, all these kids. She was in heaven. So she didn't want to leave, but we had a great time. So
Did Colleen have a gender reveal while you were there? I figure she's got to be pregnant again.
No. I made a joke with her, and she's like, she just gave me the look like, cut it out. Mm-hmm. So I think they have decided 8 is enough. So, it's amazing how they do it. I don't know how they do it. I really don't. But
I really can't believe they haven't tried for their own reality show.
They could. They could.
They really could.
They could. Yeah.
And maybe we can make Mo the star. Aunt Mo.
Aunt Mo. Yeah. It's pretty— I mean, we were like joking because Colleen came and picked us up for breakfast on Monday in her van. And it's like one of those like shuttle vans that you take to the airport almost. I mean, it's nice. It's got like the bucket seats. So you have, you know, all these seats, but it's, you know, a 12 passenger van essentially. And I'm like, and she pulls into a regular parking spot. I'm like, you could fit in a regular parking spot? She's like, yeah. I'm like, really? I'm like, this thing is like so big, but it's pretty amazing. But,
and I assume that, you know, Laura enjoyed
her time there too. Yeah, she had a great time.
Does Laura listen?
I don't know if Laura listens or not. I'm not sure.
If our friends don't listen, who will?
I know. We're pretty messed up on that one. But yeah, it was a good time. You know, I did have— it was really hard. This trip was hard. So, you know, a couple weeks ago, I went to Omaha. I did my pre-planning. But this time, I felt like I couldn't do a lot of pre-planning. I wasn't staying at like a relative's. I was staying at, you know, a friend's house, and wasn't really sure all that we were doing, where we would be at. I didn't want to say, you know, I could tell my mom, hey, can you pick me up some?
I think your phone's going off and causing some issues here with the sound.
I didn't even notice it.
Yeah. You're going to have to turn that thing off.
So anyways, so I couldn't do a lot of like pre-planning and everything because I didn't want to tell Mo, can you pick up some cottage cheese for me? You know, oh, make sure you have eggs in the house. I mean, I just didn't feel comfortable doing that to a friend. Like to my mom, sure. But to a friend, I didn't want to, you know, we talk about how we don't want to impose our dietary restrictions on other people. And I didn't want me not eating certain things to impose on what we do, especially since there was a third party, Laura involved. This is her vacation as well. And we're already, I mean, Michaela was already there. So I always felt like, you know, it wasn't quite what we were looking for because I had, you know, I brought Michaela with us.
I figured that and this one, you guys would eat out most of the time anyway.
And that's what we ended up doing. We ended up eating out every meal, but we ended up eating out later. So like we had late lunches, I mean, late breakfasts. So we didn't always have a lunch. Hmm. Like one day we had like a snack and then we'd have like dinner.
That's not really, I mean, the way that we are eating, skipping a meal isn't a big deal.
Right.
Because if you're not hungry, you don't eat. Right. You only eat to hunger basically on what we do. So.
Exactly. And so that's kind of how it worked out. So it worked out okay. But, you know, going out to breakfast 3 days and seeing the pancakes and like the first day, Laura and Mo both got biscuits and gravy, which, I mean, it just looked freaking awesome.
Did you call them the B word?
I didn't. I wanted to. Actually, you know what? Michaela. I think I might have. I might have. You know, she was watching her show. She was oblivious to the whole situation. She was happy. She had her chocolate milk. That's all she wanted. She basically lived on chocolate milk, fruit, and bread and pancakes all weekend. But she did have a bunch of eggs. She ate eggs a lot for breakfast, which I was very happy with since I was giving her chocolate milk all the time too. But I did like on the second breakfast, I did have a bite of pancakes.
A bite? I mean.
And they were damn good. And then that, like that Sunday was a bad day because I had a bite of pancakes for breakfast. And then that night we went out to this one Cajun restaurant for dinner. And it was a place that Mo wanted to try. She wanted to go to this one place that had has like the best fried chicken. And I was sitting here thinking, what am I going to eat at a fried chicken place? I'm going to have to take off all the breading. I'm like, this is not going to be good. And so that was one meal that they kind of said, no, let's not do that because you won't fully be able to enjoy it. And so we changed it and we went to this Cajun place. And I did have, they had these, an appetizer. I'm not sure I can say
you can.
The name. I can say the name. Okay.
You so can
the,
say it.
The name of the appetizer, it was called Dirty Balls.
Which... tell people what it is, so that way it's in context. You can't just say that, and, or else it's like Last Man on Earth.
It was, so they're rice. They're kind of like an arancini, like a rice ball, but it's rice with their sausage, their homemade sausage, and their spices, and then they deep fry it, and then they put like this Creole shrimp sauce on top of it, and it was delicious. And I don't know if it was delicious because I haven't had rice in breading for 3 months.
Or dirty balls
for 3 months. But it was delicious.
So it's basically
really
dirty rice into fried.
Yeah, and fried. And I mean, it's very
so was there breading too?
Yeah, and then there was breading as well.
Wow. So and how many of those did you have?
I just had one.
Well, that's not bad.
Well, but they're a good size. They're the size of a like a tennis ball, I would say, maybe.
Holy crikey.
Tennis ball? Maybe not. Maybe that's
tennis
ball
is big.
I don't know. What's that? Like,
that's, I don't know. Maybe in between a maybe just smaller than a tennis ball, or right around a tennis ball.
Yeah, maybe a little
racquetball.
Racquetball, sure. So they're a good size, but then then for dinner, I just had crab legs. And dipped in butter. And there was corn, and it was like a bowl. It was a steamer.
Like a corn boil?
Yeah, it was a steamer of sorts. They called it a steamer. And but I didn't eat the potatoes that came with it, which I'm sure they were absolutely delicious. But I didn't eat those because I had the dirty balls.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting you say that too, because I just took a little course online while you were gone with Vinny Tortorich. So Vinny Tortorich, we've mentioned him before. He's got a podcast called Fitness Confidential and a book by the same name. Mm-hmm. And he's the guy who coined the term NSNG.
Okay.
So no sugar, no grains, which we do kind of a modified version of.
Right.
And he has a free course, like a beginner's guide to NSNG. And I read it. And he said no potatoes, like super harsh. And they and why don't we have, why isn't it an NSNG? He's like, because NSNG NP just didn't sound as good. So potatoes, like bad, bad, bad.
I know.
For us. But
I love.
We do that in moderation.
Right. Yeah. Like on the night before we went out for barbecue, oh my gosh, we went to this one barbecue place in Roanoke, which is called Hard Eight. It was delicious. It was like you walked out of there smelling like the smoke in it, and it just, which was nothing smoky. Wrong with that. But I had ribs, I had naked ribs. And then, you know, it's like when you have the ribs, you have to have a baked potato.
You don't have to.
You do. I think it's written in law. I do believe you have to
it. I used to believe if you had pizza, you had to have a Coke.
Yes,
I've
agree.
Given that up.
Yeah, I know. But the baked potato, it was good too.
It sounds to me like you did really well in terms of having a little bit of things and then trying to moderate it.
Right.
And so how did you do, like, did you weigh yourself when you got back?
I did weigh myself this morning and, you know, I've been kind of going around the same weight. Like, you know, I'm up, I'm not at my all-time low that I was, but I'm within a pound of it. So that's where I've been going for the last couple of weeks, have just been circling around this one number. So I consider it a win. I'm like, you know, I don't think I drank as much water as I should. It was hard, even though I do feel like I owe Mo a case of water because I felt like I was drinking a ton, but I don't think I was drinking nearly as much as I should. So I'm sure that had a part of it. And I wasn't sleeping the best. I mean,
that is a big deal. Sleep, you know, and weight, there's definitely a correlation.
Yeah, I'm sharing the room with Michaela. She snores.
Oh, she's terrible. That kid, she needs one of those masks.
They have baby sleep
masks? Like my dad has, and my grandma.
And then she'd like wake up. Like one night she woke up to tell me she was still sleeping.
Okay.
I hear, mommy, mommy, mommy. And I'm like, yes, Michaela, I'm still sleeping. Okay, baby girl, go back to sleep.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, it's cute, but at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's not so cute. You're like, just, you don't have to tell mama you're sleeping to sleep.
Well, given all that, I mean, a pound, big deal.
Right.
I mean,
I consider
and we're still
it
staying
a no,
on track.
Yeah. I consider it a no change. I mean,
of course you got home and there's nothing in the house.
Right. Yes. That was fun this morning. I go to make my eggs and I'm like, oh.
And I meant to tell you. I was like, oh, I need to tell her so she can stop at Starbucks and get those sous vide egg bites, which are just phenomenal. No. Which we bought mason jars.
We did.
Like 4-ounce mason jars to try making our own sous vide egg bites, which we really need to do.
I would offer to do it tomorrow, but we don't have any eggs.
So I have to run out after we record to get some eggs. You know, I mentioned my grandma and it reminds me. So I went over there the other day. So the last farmer's market of the season was in Wheaton, mm-hmm. near a nearby town for us. And I said to you that morning, I wonder if Amanda has the grapes. And
right.
So our kid, the baby, well, she's not a baby, Michaela.
She's a baby.
Has an obsession with moondrop grapes. Sometimes there's other varieties called like witch's fingers, but basically the moondrop grapes is what Amanda has. And you texted her and she did, and she put some aside for us, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went over there and got them, and I've got my family on them now too. My dad really likes them. My grandma loves them. So I dropped some off by my mom and dad. And then I drove to my grandma's and gave her some, which she's super excited to get those. Didn't really care about seeing me, I don't think.
No.
I didn't have any of the kids.
Right.
I had none of the kids. She's like, where are the kids?
Yeah. She wanted nothing to do with you.
Michaela's in Texas. Didn't you see the picture on Facebook? Because, you know, 94 and she's on Facebook. So,
yep.
We're talking for a while. And then she says to me, what is this thing I see on Facebook with the fit? Is it fit something? Fitbit? And I'm like, oh, yeah, there's Fitbit. You might see people, no, with you, like fit something, you know? And I'm like, you mean Fat Man Chronicles? And she's like, yeah, that's it. What is that? And so I try to explain it to her and
Did you download some episodes to get some more?
I already have them downloaded on the phone.
Oh,
so I did play like part of an episode. She's like, that's you, right? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, oh, that's Gretchen. I'm like, yeah. And so she's like, so what do you do? And I said, well, we talk like about trying to lose weight and everything. And she's like, and then what? And I said, oh, and then we put it on the internet. And then, you know, and then it's called a podcast. And then people listen to it. She goes, people listen to it? I'm like, a few.
Yeah, we think the same thing. We're shocked as well.
I know. And, you know, and I said, yeah, sometimes a lot of people listen to it. I mean, a lot by our standards, right? Like more than 10.
Yeah.
And the last episode we did got a lot of comments, like within
Oh, right.
Like
yes.
The subgroups. And even on the Fat Man Chronicles page, there was like discussion about, and on Podbean, Julie, who is like a super fan.
Mm-hmm.
I love Julie. She's mm-hmm. awesome, right? And she's not that far away. But she wrote a whole thing about kind of her take on the whole weight loss and happiness thing. But it right. was like a good discussion in sub 30. And mm-hmm. So I was trying to tell her and she's like, you know, I could tell she's just thinking, why would anybody want to listen to you? But she was really polite. She's like, oh, that's really nice. Like that people get encouraged and, you know. But that's it was pretty funny trying to explain a podcast to grandma, which is basically like, it's like radio.
Right. You think about it that way. Think of when your shows used to be on the radio.
When your show's like the Lone Ranger. And
like All My Children.
The stories. Those are stories.
Sorry, those are the stories.
The stories, my stories.
When the stories, yeah.
But it is kind of interesting, right? Because growing up, it was a big deal to have radio for her.
Yeah.
And now, and then it was television. It was all about television, well, movies and then television, right? And now it's back to the spoken medium of podcast, which is basically just radio on demand.
Yeah.
And I love it because I don't download Netflix shows to listen to while I drive.
Yeah. Well,
some do.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're not watching them, you're just listening to them.
Yeah. So anyway, I interrupted. Are you done with the trip recap?
Yeah. No, that was pretty much,
And Laura put up with you the whole time.
And Laura put up with Michaela and I. She was great helping getting on and off the plane. Much appreciated. She did get to board with me on the way home. On the way there.
Nice.
She was like in B9, so it's like didn't make a difference. But she was further back on the way home because we both kind of forgot. And since I get to board between A and B, we kind of just acted like we were a couple, and we're like, here
nobody
we go.
Can ask a question
you
about
can't
that.
Ask. And so, I mean, we are traveling together. We had one. It's not like I was trying to sneak five people in. It was just one other
Southwest
adult.
In crazy systems.
I know, but it was pretty cute because she's like, we were like selling it. She's like, come on, honey. She's like holding on Michaela's hand. Let me help you. I mean, it was pretty cute. But, you know, there was plenty. I mean, well, actually, both flights were completely full. So, and I was trying to watch, since I was on a plane and not driving, I could watch Netflix. I downloaded the Netflix series, Frankie and Joan. Joan. I think it's Joan. Frankie and Joan or something like that. I threw my phone away. Otherwise, I would look at it. But it's with Lily Tomlin and, oh my gosh, she's like the famous, it's like, what is it?
Is
Are
it,
you looking up?
Is it Frankie and Grace?
Frankie and Grace. Yeah.
So it's
Lily Tomlin and
Jane Fonda,
Jane Fonda,
right?
Yes. And then Martin Sheen.
Wow.
And
star power.
I don't know the other guy. Like, I can't recognize him. But anyways, like, the two guys were business partners and the two wives hated each other's guts. And then the wives find out that their husbands are gay and are in love with each other. And so it just starts this whole dynamic of what happens now that they're 70 years old.
Oh,
and
it's the guy from Law and Order.
I never watched Law and Order, so I can. I mean, he looked familiar, but I didn't know who he was. I mean, he plays a great part. I mean,
what's his name? Is it Sam Waterston or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm gonna have to. I can go to IMDb while you finish.
Yeah, but it's a great show. I highly. It's super funny. I was laughing out loud, but unfortunately, when you have a 2-year-old yelling, "Mommy," next to you every 5 minutes, which is what she was doing the entire way home.
I was right, Sam Waterston.
Oh, very good. Hey, look at you.
Yay, me.
It was mommy, mommy, mommy every 5 seconds on the way home.
Oh, wait a minute. Brooklyn Decker's in this. I might watch.
Who's she? Oh, is she blonde?
She's gorgeous.
She must be the blonde daughter.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
Yeah, she's pretty. Yeah.
Did I say that more than once?
You mentioned it. Oh. You mentioned
Not as pretty as you, babe.
Oh, sure, whatever. So yeah, so I watched that one. So that was fun for my trip to have a new show to watch. And so now I want to, once I catch up on all my reality shows that I missed, I can put those in because they're only half hour shows, which is nice.
You know, I feel like it's tough to watch anything these days with all the, like, as we're finding out that so many people in That was me. Like the that was the chair. My shoe on the chair.
That like scared the living daylights out of me. Sorry.
We really should start editing these for real. So since we found out like everybody in Hollywood is a scumbag, at least every male.
Oh, I know, right?
You can't watch anything with Kevin Spacey anymore. And
no.
So hopefully...
Hopefully my shows aren't part of the Weinstein Corporation.
Well, and that guy, this other guy that was part of the Wonder Woman thing. Now the...
Oh, yeah.
Like she's saying she won't do Wonder Woman if he's involved.
Right.
And I mean, really, it's really it's disgusting.
Yeah, it really is. It's crazy how it's like one door, one story broke and it just like opened up all this floodgates. Like you kind of knew it was happening because it's just... unfortunate the world, like, I mean, it just happens, right? You women are objectified, you see it. I mean, you just
absolutely
see it. So, but to see the mass, like how much it really is, I mean, that's the part that's kind of like,
well, in some of these protests, like the actresses are out carrying signs with the names of actors on it,
right?
And it's like, whoa, like, and I mean, now they're like naming it,
but it's also, it's like, I hope to God this is all like real.
I don't even question that at this point. I mean, honestly,
so
you can't.
Crazy.
There's no incentive for it not to be real.
Don't think there is.
Not for the caliber of people that I'm talking about, right? I mean, it's not like some B-list, like a single B-list person,
right?
You know, coming out. I'm not gonna say that everything is 100% because you just never know. But I'm definitely not gonna question victims at this point.
No, you can't.
You just can't. So. No. Either way, whatever happens on this, I mean, we really don't get on this podcast or any.
No.
We don't really talk about this, but I think this one's a big deal. And hopefully, like, it creates change in our society.
I agree.
Overall, because we can't have this kind of stuff. So, anyway. Now back on track.
Right.
So, any other shows that you're...
Any other views from the couch? No other reality shows. I don't think so. It's kind of a boring...
You got to catch up.
Yeah, last week was kind of boring. We had a late podcast last week as well. And my later in the week shows, reality shows, there really aren't any. Oh, well, Don't Be Tardy for the Party.
What are you talking about? Is that just like a general statement?
So
is
that just life? There's a song.
Is that life advice?
So you shouldn't be tardy for the party. So there's one of the shows, Real Housewives of Atlanta, there was a spinoff with Kim Bierman, who is married to a football player. He's played for the Atlanta Falcons, Croy Bierman. They have a show, Tardy for the Party. She has a song. She's singing a song. Anyway, so they have their own reality show now. And this past week, it was in the media, like when they were filming, their middle son was bitten by a dog, by their dog. The dog got scared because of a leaf blower. The kid was close by and he got bit like in the face. And this was all over the, it hit the news and all this stuff. And so this past week's episode was talking about that. And now they're struggling. It's like, well, what do you do with the dog? Like, they love this dog. This dog has been a part of their lives for 3 years. Mm. He doesn't have a violent nature. He was scared.
Startled.
And so they have trainers. I mean, they're honestly doing like the right thing. Like they're bringing in like trainers to work with the dog away from the family, bringing the dog, introducing him back into the family. But the dad is kind of like, he's not saying I want to kill the dog. He's just like, I can't trust this dog in my family. I don't know if I can let him back into the house, which—
Oof, that's rough.
I mean, it's a hard choice, right, when you have kids.
Man, we're really bringing people down today.
I know, seriously. So anyway, so that was on this past week.
Jeez.
But it's an interesting, I mean, it's just, it was hard, that, yeah. So So
that's it. I mean, because you were traveling too. So.
And I was traveling, so it was hard.
I'll tell you my highlight, I'll tell you my two highlights for the week on TV. One is, you know, I'm a true crime buff, right? I love that stuff. And Annie has a show called The 11 about these girls who were killed in Mississippi. Back to true crime. Jeez. But anyway,
this is a real upbeat podcast we got going on.
I mean, it's old, right? But this guy wrote, from like the 70s, right? And this guy wrote a confession that he was the perpetrator for like 7 girls. And then he recanted. And like, this is an old investigator Hold it, that's rude. A former investigator and a journalist, like going and talking to this guy who's serving like a life sentence and trying to get him to like come back like to the confession, like to say that he did it.
Oh.
And there's only one episode left. I think it comes on in like 2 days. So I binged like the five on Saturday when I did nothing else. And it was so good though. Like it's really, really good. So any true crime fans, like it's something fun to watch. And then the other one was Amazon announced a Lord of the Rings prequel television series.
Really? The Hobbit? Isn't it like The Hobbit?
It is. Yeah. So they're going to do a series on, based on Lord of the Rings universe. So I'm super excited about
Legolas,
that.
What's his name? Legolas. He's so, there's some really hot actors in that.
Okay.
Are they going to be on it?
I don't know. That makes up for my Brooklyn Decker comment earlier.
Viggo Morrison. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
I don't know if he'll do the Amazon thing or not.
Okay.
But all right. So that's.
So you had your own views from the couch this
I did.
Weekend.
I had my own views from the couch because I wrote a blog about fear kind of creeping in, fear of getting back out on the road. So I got cleared last Wednesday, which I didn't, set on social media last Wednesday, and I didn't do anything about it. The weather was bad and stuff. And so I just made a bunch of excuses. I didn't get on the treadmill that's, across from us right now.
Right. Well, the cat was down here and
No, that was different. I mean, but even before that, right? And so I wrote a blog about it. And then Megan, who's listens to the show and is in sub 30 and team E for E, basically spoke up and said, because I said, look, I need to get moving. And she's like, okay, what time are you going to go on Monday? And I said, 7:30 in the morning. And sure enough, she stops doing her hill repeats in the rain.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
To send a message to me to see, hey, are you doing this? And I didn't have, like when I run.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't have.
Right.
I kind of turn off the notifications for that.
Right.
But I did. I got out and did 2 miles yesterday. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sore today like I would have been in the past. So that's good. I did a 30-30 run walk interval. And I'll go tomorrow for sure because I feel good. And it got me moving again. So Megan, thank you again for checking in on me. That was really, really big to get moving. So I'm gonna get my butt in gear. I've been struggling. I've talked about it on the podcast quite a bit.
Right.
One of the things that I noticed when I was sitting on the couch for extended periods of time for no reason is the enormous amount of cookbooks we have.
We have a lot of cookbooks. I love cookbooks.
I know, but now given our lifestyle, they seem like a waste.
No.
We'll just keep reading and torturing ourselves.
Because I feel like you can substitute. You can adapt certain things.
Certain things you can. But it just told me how important food has been in our lives because we have like an entire,
bookcase.
Six, eight shelves full.
Now wait.
Of cookbooks.
But they're the cubicle bookshelf. So it's not like, big old bookshelves.
Okay, so four full books, like rows of books, of cookbooks, I feel.
I don't know if I agree with that, but it's a lot. We do have a lot.
We have a lot. I mean, there's some in there that for sure I want to delve into more.
Yeah.
Like the stuff from Thomas Keller, right? French Laundry and Ad Hoc. Yes. Like he's got a lot of stuff in there that would fit our lifestyle.
Right.
And I want to delve into some of that stuff more. But it's funny because I guess the point is, I noticed how much it meant to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think about how few times they get opened compared to Pinterest when looking for recipes.
Well, that's true. Lately, I've been the queen of Pinterest and looking up recipes. But in the past, I would pick, one of my Giada books or one of the other books and look for inspiration for stuff to cook. And so in the past, I would do that. And now I don't because of, what we're doing and I'll use our two, no sugar, no green ones that we have as more inspiration. But,
The Banting.
Yeah, the Banting one and the then keto. The other ones. Yeah, the keto one that we bought. So, but I could never get rid of them. Plus, you know, Lord, have forbid anything ever happens to your grandma. We're getting all of her cookbooks are coming to our house too. So
a lot of handwriting in those. It's
all her printouts that she does because she prints out the recipes.
Where did
the
you
internet.
Find that roll that you made? Because I don't think we had made that last. Like that came
no,
after.
No, that came after because we had the disaster of the pumpkin cheesecake. We talked
where
about
I wept.
That. And then the next night, I made a pumpkin roll.
That grew on me once I added apples.
Yeah, you added apples to it. And that was delicious. And that one was from Pinterest. But I just found a new one that I want to try. And I think you'll love it because it's, what is that, butter cake? Or
oh, yeah.
There's a butter
I
cake.
I love butter
from,
cake.
Where is that from? California Pizza Kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I found it's a Kentucky butter cake. And it's a keto recipe. And it doesn't have any, you know, it uses almond flour and coconut
butter.
Flour and then butter glaze. And I mean, you use butter and use this stevia. Well, they had stevia in the, but you know, whatever. We use our
xylitol
sugar. So I thought about giving that one a try because I know how much you love your butter cake.
I do love butter cake. But see, if that one's not, it's almost like I don't want to because if that's not good. And it's interesting because we're coming around to where for the first couple of months, after the first week, and then for a few, more than a couple of months, like I wasn't really thinking about that stuff, but now I am. It's mm-hmm. almost like I'm looking to substitute the dessert stuff.
I think it's because we're getting around to that season. You know, this is the season. We're going to the colder months and the season of the baking and the cookies and all this stuff. And,
true.
And I'm actually looking for something
or I'm
as
just
well.
Weak.
I don't, but you know what? I don't think it's bad that if weak is, I don't think there's anything wrong with trying to find something to satisfy. It's not like, I don't think there's anything wrong like trying to find a dessert that falls within what we're trying to do. Like,
yeah,
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I just wonder if it's going to make me want other stuff and.
Well, you just don't have it. That's when your will, but that's when your willpower comes into play.
True. But so. All right, so I'm gonna talk about this here, and you and I haven't discussed it much. And this is while you were gone, I sent you a text.
Yes.
And I'm gonna read it. It said, "So way back when I lost a bunch of weight, and I should have mentioned, so this is like after Vanessa and I were separated, right?
Yes.
So although we have like the greatest divorced relationship I think in the world." It was stressful when it was happening and, you know, we weren't getting along then,
yeah,
right?
That's very common.
And that happens. So back then, I had lost a bunch of weight, had that stuff. I had a few weeks where I would sleep eat.
You're right.
And it must have happened last night. I never sought help because it stopped, but it's freaky. And you said, what did you eat?
Yeah.
Not, are you okay? Or...
Well, because I was concerned.
She said, what did you eat? And unfortunately, here's the list that I was able to discern. Now, this is only what I can tell you from the remnants that were left, right? It looks like granola, the Rice Krispie treat in Michaela's bag, mac and cheese leftovers, wings, and part of a soggy pizza that I must have been angry at because I threw it on the floor.
Wait, but then you go on. A little bit later.
And then I said, so yeah, no wonder my stomach hurt this morning. You said, oh, wow. I said, when it happened before, I'd eat double that. And then I talked about using some meditation and stuff to try to get my mind right.
Right.
And then I said, I watched some videos to see what was happening online. And they're freaky. Some Dr. Oz stuff. And I said it, and so of course I do Google Doctor, right?
Right. But and wait, when did you also,
Hold on, and it says like, it looks like the, like if it's a disorder, it happens over and over and over again. And then I said, I wasn't ready to talk about it on the podcast. And then you said, you think it would be interesting to talk about, so we'll find out how interesting it is. And then, That was it.
No, but then you got concerned.
Okay, so we have a bunch of other texts.
Right.
And then I said, wait a minute, did we have chocolate milk? Please tell me I didn't drive. And you said that we had a small leftover piece because it was like rolled under like in like a place I didn't see it until I went to leave. Oh, and all of a sudden there's like a chocolate milk container. And I'm like, we never have chocolate milk
right,
in the house.
We don't. But Michaela didn't fit. You got her chocolate milk the Sunday before.
Right.
With the kids.
I didn't know there was any left.
Right. And she didn't finish it all. So I put it in the
fridge.
I have
no idea where that was in the fridge.
It was behind stuff. Like you, it was behind the almond milk, man. You had to move the almond milk.
All right. So what I didn't tell you is it happened the next night too.
Ah.
And I ate like spaghetti and.
So you made food because we didn't have spaghetti.
We didn't. There wasn't leftovers because there was a container.
Oh. Michaela did have a little bit of pasta left over. Yes.
But I do think I made food. I don't know what happened. So that one was weirder because I couldn't really discern what happened, except that it looked like I may have tried to like eat a container like or something, like, which is apparently like you eat inedible things at times, right?
Oh my gosh.
So I was really freaked out.
Yeah.
And so I, first of all, we're laughing,
but it's
a disorder
right.
For some people. Like this is a big problem. And it doesn't like they need massive therapy to stop it.
Right.
I think for me, there's a stress trigger to it.
Yeah.
Along with not having my mind right for sure. And it didn't happen again. Mm-hmm. Like the next night or the next night. But you want to talk about being freaked out when you wake up and there's just wrappers everywhere. Okay, there's wrappers.
I don't mean to laugh, but
everywhere.
I just like I'm having like a Homer Simpson moment, like
where
he's eating and like isn't there a whole episode of The Simpsons where he like sleep eats and stuff too? Or
he might.
I mean, I feel like that's like
everything's on The Simpsons.
I know, and so I'm picturing that with you sitting there in your just eating, and it's. I mean, but it's a real problem for people.
It's a real problem for me too.
Yeah,
I mean, I ate more carbohydrates in those 2 days than I've eaten in 3 months.
And like, I think a part of me was.
Oh, and
like,
I ate like 4 apples that second night.
Oh my gosh.
These pink lady apples. I ate like 4 of them and like 2 things of nuts. And you want to talk about my stomach hurting?
Holy moly.
I was in so much pain.
I'm sure.
And I really used, I did. Meditation like 4 times trying to get myself like, what is wrong with you? I think it stopped. I think it was only the 2 times. It may be because we're out of food.
Yeah, we don't have any food to eat. But you didn't eat my fruit.
I think I made eggs.
Well,
that's what I think I made.
The eggs are gone. So if you didn't eat them while you were sleeping, because there were eggs before I left. So.
I think I made eggs because there was a pan.
Gosh, that's scary. Now that's scary.
And I don't remember. And that's so the really weird thing is not remembering anything, right?
But I thought the first night you felt like you dreamt that you were eating.
I did. The first night I did dream, I dreamt that I was eating, but it must have been real eating.
Right.
The second night, there's zero,
Not even like an inkling.
Except the only weird thing that second night was. I must have laid down on the kitchen floor.
Oh my gosh.
Because I woke up at like, 3:30 in the morning or whatever it was. And I was in the kitchen, like laying down.
Oh, that's freaky. Oh my God. If I was home, I would have like freaked out, I think.
Well, it's interesting, right? Because the only other time it happened, I was living alone.
Right.
And so I, nobody could hear it.
Right.
Here I was alone again. Right. Nobody could hear it.
The cat wasn't trying to get upstairs or anything.
No. So I don't know if it's like the subconscious of my brain going, look, you've deprived yourself enough. Go do this.
Right.
But either way, it's weird.
It's weird. It's a little scary that you're cooking.
And I don't want it. Well, I'm just glad I didn't get in the car.
Right.
Because when we're like out of food.
Yeah.
I'm like, could have gotten in the car.
I gotta lock you in the house.
And I was in the freezer for sure because it was like a little propped open.
Good thing you didn't make the frozen pizza that's in there.
I know, especially since the night before I was so angry at the pizza.
You were angry at the
pizza. I must have like really like whipped it down because it was like it took a while to get it off the floor.
Wow.
And in all seriousness,
what is the Dr. Oz? Like what's your self-diagnosis? Was it tell you to do just the meditation or what?
No, I mean, said get help.
Oh.
Because this normally doesn't stop itself.
Oh,
like if
I
people
see.
Have this, like it's a problem. Like
right.
In those situations though, they're like I was reading and watching, like I watched like a guy ate a piece of steel wool.
Oh my gosh.
So
do I need to look at my towels? Count the towels, make sure they're still around.
I hope they are. I don't think so. I haven't cramped up that bad. In the end though,
yeah.
I'm hopeful that it was just an anomaly.
Yes.
And I don't have to do anything about it. And I really have to be, if you're home and it happens.
I don't know what I would do. What do I do?
I don't know. Because like, it says like, don't wake them up.
Well, you don't wake up a sleepwalker, right? So do you wake up a sleep eater? I don't know.
I don't know. But if I have steel wool, please take it from me because I don't want that going through. I just had surgery.
Don't need it again.
No, please. I just feel like a bigger freak than ever at this point. And so I write this thing about fear, right?
Right.
And this is going on, but I don't.
You don't spell that out, yes.
And so that's another piece of the fear that's going on. Like there's stuff happening to me that, you know, has happened.
You don't have control over it. Well, I mean,
right.
It's your subconscious. You're not. It's not like you want to do this.
Right. And so the worst part is I can tell I ate them.
Yeah.
I ate all that sugar, all that grain.
Yeah.
Because I want bad stuff. Like the,
so it's
the,
like you're almost start. It's like you're not starting over, but you're close to.
It's just a craving.
Yeah.
Like it's 100% in my mind craving.
Yeah.
It's nothing physical because I'm not starving.
Right.
I'm still able to go long periods in between meals. And, I, you know, it's not like if I don't have sugar, I feel like I'm going to gnaw off my own arm.
Right.
Like before.
Right.
And while I was reading about all those disorders, remember there was a time where I couldn't go to sleep sometimes because I needed sugar?
Right.
That's like a problem. It's like night-related eating disorder or something, or I don't remember what it's called, but because I was like, I don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
You okay over there?
No, my hands are all swollen. Look at.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it the wine?
I don't know if it's the wine.
Were you sitting weird?
No. Huh. It happened the other night too.
So I'm sleep eating and your hands are just
going
up like catcher's mitts.
They're like super swollen right now.
They are super swollen.
So I'm just trying to, I didn't know if like circulation or something going on.
Hands above the head.
Hands above the head. You know, when you're running, sometimes when you're running, like not that I run, I hear because I don't run. When you run with your hands down, sometimes the blood circulates. The blood goes downward. So
right. Well, yeah. When I run long distances, I have to put my hands.
So I feel like, I don't know if
I put my hands in the air.
I don't know if I have my arm and wave them like you just don't care.
Wave them like I just don't care.
Did I finish your sentence?
You did.
But that's because we're married. We finish each other's sentences.
Oh my goodness. People are going to turn this off soon.
So anyways, yeah. No, that's what's going on. It's
okay.
Really
I was just a little concerned.
I know. Well, it hurts. That's the problem. Like it hurts.
Okay. We have problems.
We have issues.
We might need to get to doctors more often.
Hey, I go once a year, man.
You might need to go more than once a year.
No.
I've been to the doctor more this year than like
And you're going
ever.
Again.
Yeah.
Soon enough.
Couple of more appointments coming up.
Yep.
So did you have any more thoughts on my weird,
your weird
sleep eating thing?
I don't know. You know, I was trying to think of
were
like-
Were you scared when I told you that? Or were you just like, what an idiot?
I wasn't scared because I didn't think, I thought you're just eating stuff that's in the house. You know, hearing you that you cook something, that does scare me because, you know, you could burn down, you could start a fire, you could burn down our house, lose all my stuff. I don't know if, you know, the cat is in the basement, you're sleeping, you won't think, I mean, there's, you know, lots of stuff.
We have smoke detectors.
We do. And hopefully those would wake you up or you could be like your son and sleep through them.
No, I don't. I wish I could sleep through it.
So, you know, that concerns me because I don't want to buy new stuff. I like my stuff.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Like a new husband. I don't want to have to buy one of those.
Oh, God, that'd be so much work. I don't want to go through that either. So, no. So
I'd have to learn how to use Tinder.
Oh, we were in Dallas.
Were we doing Mo with Tinder? Because that was fun that one night.
We weren't doing Tinder, but Laura and I were.
Plenty of Fish?
Yes, we were. We were on Plenty of Fish. And we were
looking
up.
What about Farmers Only?
No.
We were in Texas. I figure Farmers Only in Texas
cattle
had to be big.
Cattle ranchers only. We were looking up. It wasn't so much looking up men for her. We wanted her to find friends. So we were looking up like meetup.
How can
places.
Mo have friends? She has 8 kids to get around.
So we were looking up meetup places and we found some really cool ones. We found some book clubs, we found a supper club for her. So like places that she can go and like meet other people. Maybe, you know, maybe meet a guy. Who cares?
We should start a Fat Man Chronicles fan club.
For all our Dallas, we don't have any fans in Dallas.
How do you know?
I don't know. If we have any fans in Dallas, we have a great friend we'd love to introduce you
Mo
to.
Mo is awesome.
So we weren't doing Tinder, but we were doing Plenty of Fish. And
I can't believe I got that on the second guess. I mean, I knew that she wasn't on Tinder anymore because we did some swiping for her one night. I think me and Dean.
We wanted to do Tinder. Laura and I were all about it. She's like, no, I took the app off my phone. I'm like, let's download it again. She's like, no.
Is Plenty of Fish, like, is she having any luck or?
No.
Is that Plenty of Fish for, that's for dating, right?
Yeah, it's for dating. Yeah, it's dating. No, she hasn't really had any luck.
What are the other ones? Christian Mingle.
She hasn't, but she's also, I mean, she's working 2 jobs and she's got 8 nieces and nephews to take care of. So.
Goodness.
But yeah, it was pretty funny. Well, we were doing that. What I did is I went on my company. We have company people. So I'm like starting to search all the guys that are in our Dallas directory and stuff.
Wow.
And I'm like looking at their jobs. I'm like, oh, he probably makes a good living. But then I decided to stop because I figured I couldn't tell if they're married or not. So
that's nice.
Yeah. So I decided.
You can't tell on Tinder either. Well, any of them really.
Well, no, but this way.
But okay, especially Tinder, I have a feeling from the stories I hear.
So that's Mo. That was fun.
But Mo's athletic, so
won't she
get into like softball or volleyball or something?
She hasn't yet. But we found like, so I was like,
bowling?
Let's do events and adventures. You know,
I don't know what that means.
We hear the commercials for it all the time on the radio. Well, oh no, you're listening to podcasts.
I'm listening to podcasts.
So it's a singles where you meet up to do like different things. They have softball leagues. They go wine tasting. They go to dinner.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it's like they do
have
all
that for married
these,
couples?
I know. Like, Laura and I are like, we'll do this with you. We'll take our rings off. We're all good. But it's a, you know, way for people to meet other people. And there's always that has a fee associated with it, of course. And it's probably not cheap, but it's, you know, more athletic-y stuff and which she likes to do. And
well, there's a fee involved in any athletic thing
right.
you do.
Yeah. So we had her
way.
Sign up for that, but they have to vet. Like, you got to meet the people in person to make sure you are single. So I don't think Laura and I would pass the test.
Wow. This is, what's that? It's Just Lunch or whatever. They do like
oh,
that
right.
hard screening,
yep,
right?
Exactly. It's Just Lunch. Yep. They
and there's a.
I did one of those.
Isn't there a reality show? Million Dollar Matchmaker or
oh,
something?
Oh, yeah. And she's not a millionaire, so I don't think she could apply to that. But I did one of those like.
It's Just Lunch?
No, it wasn't It's Just Lunch. It was like 8 at 8. So it was a dinner. Thing.
It's like a poor man's.
It was a poor man's because I was poor. I didn't have that money to do that. But it was like you met 8 people. Go out to dinner, 4 guys, 4 girls, and you go out to dinner in a group setting.
That sounds awful.
It wasn't bad. I actually met one at one of them. Then they had like a social mixer, and I dated the guy for like 4 months. It was my longest relationship before you and I started dating.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I know. That was my longest. I 4 months.
Four
Sorry.
Months.
4 months. So,
okay.
But I didn't meet him there,
and people say I need therapy.
I never said I didn't need therapy. Oh. I went through therapy. Thank you very much. I'm good. I'm good now.
So many issues.
I'm good now. Doctor wrote. She wrote on my little permission slip for homeroom. I could go back to my study hall. I didn't have to go to therapy anymore.
Like Sheldon?
Mm-hmm.
My me tested and I'm not crazy?
Exactly.
All right. Well, we've been talking a long time.
And about nothing.
It's the
We're
podcast.
Seinfeld.
It's the If we can do half as well, Seinfeld, we'll be good. And we know that I'm the one that needs therapy with sleep eating potentially. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. We're going to wrap it up here. As always, thanks for joining us. This has been episode 11 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music, as always, is by Safar, You Got Me Wrong. On social media, you can find us Instagram and Twitter at Fatman Stories. On Facebook, facebook.com/Fatman Stories. Email us. Nobody emails us, so I'm not going to bother. Our website's fatmanchronicles.com, where you can see my blog posts and what makes me crazy. And please subscribe to the podcast. If you've listened and don't like what you hear, I don't care. Just subscribe anyway. You can find us on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and Podbean. Leave us a rating and a comment because that helps tremendously. And I'm going to ask you to share this with a friend.
Share it with a friend.
We need some help.
Someone that you want to still, you know, like if they're friends with you tomorrow, you're kind of indifferent about maybe, you know.
Yeah, maybe you don't really want to be. Okay, acquaintances. Could you share it with acquaintances? Just put it on Facebook. Just share it on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes, that would be awesome.
That would be great. And you don't even have to become a patron because nobody has. And that means I can't get swag. So I'm super disappointed. And the moment we get a patron, Gretchen's going to make me refund it, but I can get the swag.
You can get the swag then.
So somebody go do the pledge because Gretchen's never going to let it happen anyway. And then I can get the swag made in January.
Yep.
It'll be great.
It'll be great.
All right. That's been it. Thanks so much for joining us. And remember to get out there and be better today.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And now